Oh, hello. I'm Mae Martin. Welcome to my series, Mae Martin's Guide to 21st Century Sexuality. What a lofty title. I should say off the top, I'm not in any way qualified academically to tackle a title like that. But anecdotally, I feel very qualified. Like, if there is a sexuality spectrum, I've probably existed at every point of that spectrum at some point in my life. And the way we perceive and label sexuality is changing. Like, people are moving away from labeling their sexualities at all, and it can be really hard to keep up with all the new terms and that kind of thing. But in my opinion, these changes cannot happen fast enough. So this show is about how I think the way we see sexuality and think about it and talk to our kids about it needs to evolve. And I promise it'll be funny. In this episode, I'm wondering, how should we talk to our kids about this stuff? Because since the government recently blocked a bill that would have made sex ed mandatory in schools, it looks like parents are going to have to pick up the slack a little bit. Okay, here comes the episode. I hope you like it. I'm really excited. I hope my parents never listen to it because I talk about them so much. Here's the episode. Thanks, guys. So I want to talk about my parents, Wendy and James. Give it up for Wendy and James, please. They're worried about me being overseas. They live in Canada. They're anxious about me being alive on this earth at all. Like, my mom is a very neurotic woman, very wound up. The sentence that she says more than any other sentence in the English language is just, "Oh my God." That's her level of stress. Like, when was the last time that you were like, "Oh my God"? She wakes up in the morning just like, "Oh shit." And we talk on the phone all the time. She'll call me from Canada and she's always like, "How's the weather in England?" She's furious about it for no reason. I'm like, "Oh, it's fine. You know, it's a little bit muggy." "Oh my God. You're going to get spores in your lungs." That's what she thinks. Spores are the biggest threat in the UK right now. But yeah, although she's super neurotic, she's also very liberal and open-minded. Those are her two main things. She's sort of really tightly wound, but incredibly progressive. That's her vibe. And they were real hippies. And I think my mom's always shocked when the rest of the world isn't as open-minded as she is. Like, actually, when I told her I wanted to do this show about sexuality, she was like, "I don't know." She's like, "I think you're kind of preaching to the choir. It's 2016. It's case closed on sexuality." Really, case closed. And she actually legit sent me an email after we got off the phone with other suggestions of other better things to do a show about. Like, truly, of more relevant things. Among the suggestions were, number one was the Canadian wilderness. I was like, "What do you mean?" She was like, "Mosquitoes, lakes, moose, mountains." But I'm 29 years old now, and I'm at the age where a lot of my friends are starting to have kids, and I'm thinking about it as well. I'm not ready to have kids. I know I'm not ready. I know, because, like, my friend's pregnant, and we were talking about baby names, and the first name that came to my mind, she's having a girl, the first name I thought of was, first name, all one word, Susan Sarandon. I think that's really strong, though, Susan Sarandon. Now, I'm kind of obsessed with parenting, and I think a lot about how I would raise Susan Sarandon. And some things that my parents did, I would avoid. I would try to be less neurotic about some things. But in general, like, they were so open-minded about the way they spoke to me about sex and sexuality. So I try to mirror that, I think. My mom in particular, really, I was so young when she told me about sex. I remember it vividly, actually. I was 5 years old. Five! And I was a small five. I was a little tiny person. She sat me down. She had hand-drawn diagrams. Hand-drawn. Surely get a book out of the library, right? But no, Wendy was like, "I'm gonna spend the day drawing." And I remember her saying that, you know, "This is how a man and a woman have sex. This is how a man and a man have sex, and a woman and a woman." Like, covered all of the bases. In the same conversation, she told me there's no Santa Claus. In one convo, it was too much to absorb all the facts of life at once. I was the most depressed kid. All the parents of my friends despised me. The first day of school, I ruined Christmas and told them what anal sex was on the first day. Who is this kid? But she told me, in that conversation, she told me what an orgasm is. And the way she explained it was bizarre. It was so steeped in imagery and symbolism and metaphor. And I've checked with her, by the way. I've been like, "Did you say this weird thing?" And she's like, "Yes, absolutely. I stand by it." What she said was, when two people love each other and they're naked and they're hugging, they feel very happy and then they feel increasingly content. And then she said they reach a moment of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?